B-Pod Studios.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots will kick off week 12 of the NFL season tonight when they visit Atlanta. 13 players are listed as questionable, including Trent Brown, Kyle Duggar, Dante Hightower, and Shaq Mason. The good news is Damian Harris and Gunnar Olszewski have both been removed from the injury list after pass concussion protocol. Both are expected to play tonight. Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper of Patriots preview at 5:30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Then it's Bob Sosi and Scott Zolak with the kickoff at 8:20. The team has also placed Josh Uche on injured reserve and activated Chase Winovich. According to a story in Sportico yesterday, Bill Belichick's the top paid head coach in all of U.S. sports right now and makes $18 million a season. The Celtics defense held Atlanta star guard Trae Young down last night. He only shot 4 of 12 from the field and didn't make a three-pointer. The problem is the Hawks got a lot of offense from other players.
Atlanta now 9-24. Here's a lob from Schroeder to Horford. He misses at the rim. It was a tough pass to handle. Horford goes down. Celtics don't score. Atlanta by 7 on the ball. Bogdanovich, offensive end. Here's a crazy deep three. Got it. Timeout, Maradoka.
That's Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Hawks had four other players score 18 points or more in a 110-99 win. Jason Tatum, 34 for the green, but they're now 7-8. They host LeBron James and the Lakers tomorrow night. And in baseball news, Justin Verlander is re-signed with Houston for 1 year and $25 million with an option. And Nathan Eovaldi finished fourth in the American League Cy Young Award balloting. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the Nines to try their new hearty flavors for the season, like the Buffalo Chicken Mac and Cheese or the Homestyle Chicken Pot Pie. The 99, always the real deal. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
To the Ranger line, grabbed by Marchand to the far circle. Has a step back, and he scores!
This is Brad Marchand. Hear every Bruins game on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
But you're rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Nick Foligno from the Boston Bruins joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Nick Foligno, are you aware of the bear community?
Give me some of time, love. Give me some
of
time,
love. Am I aware of the bear? No. What are we talking about here?
It is a subset of the homosexual male community that is into large hairsuit gentlemen. And since you guys are the Boston Bruins and the mascot is a bear.
Many people have been wanting this to be the new goal song, Bear Force One. And I got to be honest, I like it a lot better than the, what is it, Zombie Nation one? That Zombie Nation. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, do these guys even pay attention to the goal song after a while? And the home, right?
I don't know. Where's your head out on the goal song, Nick?
See, I still like it because I had so many years of having to listen to the darn thing that I'd like to have it on my side for a little while. You know, we can maybe work in that. What was it called? The new song?
Bear Force One is what it's called.
Bear Force One. What a play on words that is. That's outstanding.
Yes, absolutely. they're an elite military tactical unit.
There's a dance routine that goes with it. I'm sure that it would take only...
I was going to say, there sounds like there's a dance routine that goes with that.
I'll tell you what doesn't go with that is shirt. If you watch the video, that there is no shirts allowed.
The team that could probably rock that. We got some good sweaters.
Yeah, you do.
Who's got the hairiest?
We were talking about that. Yeah. We were talking about that because it's funny because we've been playing this for a while now, and we were asking Billy Jaffe, who had a lot to say. But you look at the hockey players. I always think of like Sid the Kid, who can't even grow a playoff beard. But you're telling me there's some hairy fellas there on the Bruins.
Yeah, I'm proud. It's nice to see some guys definitely can stay thermal throughout the winter here. It's smart. I think they just adapted to the Boston winters here. But I'm Italian, so it's unfortunately stopped growing on my head, so it's all over my chest. But I'm good. I keep it trimmed. Luckily, my wife doesn't mind.
Yeah, I'm very hairy, and there was a time where that was considered sexy. I mean, you had Tom Selleck, you had Paul Stanley.
Sure.
I mean,
Chris Christopherson.
Everything else is coming back. The tight pants are coming back, the tight suits. We should bring back that Tom Selleck style.
I would love
mustache,
it.
Big chest, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And you could be fat, too, and that would be nice. You threw that in for me. That would be nice for me. So, all right.
Wait till I'm done playing for that one, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, are you like one of those workout guys when you retire? Are you going to like still be in the gym getting after it all the time?
I always joke to my wife that I'm Italian, so I can gain weight very easy.
Right.
So I tell her, I'm like, I'm going to just pack on the pounds when I'm done playing, you know, just enjoy my life. But I think I'm too vain to do that. I really do. I think I think I'm going to have to do something. I'm too busy of a person to do that. So I like to joke and scare her, but I think reality is I'm probably going to stay in shape. I can't quite let it all go.
Yeah, because there was a video of you guys in Chris Kelly, right? Chris Kelly is now working with the team. You know, he's not playing anymore. And he comes in, and the guy looks exactly the same as when he played.
Hasn't changed.
He hasn't played
identical.
At all.
Identical. Yeah. I played with him in Ottawa. He was one of my first teammates in Ottawa when I first came in the league. So he hasn't changed from that long ago, which is 15 years ago. It's kind of scary. And what a great guy. But, yeah, it's why I always tell him he can still play. And he says, his line is, I couldn't play then, I can't play now. So,
Well, Chris Kelly was
Stanley Cup champion, though.
Oh, yes, yeah, indeed. There's no question. And obviously a massive locker room guy, too, which was weird because I remember when he was first named the alternate captain on this team, you know, just as a fan, people were like, boy, he didn't seem like the kind of vocal guy who would be an alternate captain on a team. But everyone who we've talked with who was on the team said, behind the scenes, like, he's a true locker room guy. Like, what did he do? Like, was he vocal? Was he like a rah-rah, let's go type of guy or quieter than that?
No, he was a quiet presence, but an instant guy that you respected when you came in the room. I remember as a 19-year-old when I came to Ottawa, just his presence. I thought he was such a good gap between our leaders and the guys, and he could really get to, you know the younger guys and had a good way of not coddling you, but also helping you along as you kind of, you know, found your way in the league. So I always say Chris Kelly is one of the best teammates I've had, just in the way he, you know, helped me, but also pushed me as well. You know, I think he has that real good balance of what it takes to push your teammate and also to lift him up, you know. So I loved him. I was lucky to have a lot of guys like that in the room in Ottawa when I came in the league. And, you know, it was no surprise to me to see Kells go on and win the Stanley Cup and be the player that he is, has become in Boston and remembered for. So I'm really happy. And you know what? It's even better now that he's the coach. I think he's done an unreal job as a coach. And I'm so pumped to, you know, work with him again in that way. So it's been pretty cool to kind of go full circle with him.
Well, it's nice to have you back. And since you're doing the show, it means that you're healthy. But you talk about Ottawa, and even after the Ottawa win, Cassidy seems pissed. I mean, he seems pissed even after wins. Is that going on in the locker room as well? He seems like a man who's none too happy right now.
Yeah, I think there's just a standard that, you know, the Boston Bruins for however long have always gotten to. And I think sometimes we dip below that throughout the game. And it's going to happen. I think for us as players, we're still trying to figure each other out. You know, we haven't had a ton of games. Look, we have another week off here, which is just insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, kind of nice for me as I was battling back from injury. But reality is, like, you need games. You need reps to get to know each other. But there is a standard. And some of that is just the mindset, and I think we can shore that up, and that's something that we can fix. And it's early. I mean, we're only 12, 13 games in. So, you know, it's early, but it's also, hey, you know, there's a standard that we've set here for a long time. Let's not dip below it. And I think he's a guy that's big on that. And so he's going to let us know. And I think the guys answered, you know, the bell really well with the last two wins that we've had. And we're looking forward to this week of practice being over and getting ready for Philly on Saturday.
Well, the other night, you know, one of your first games returning when you guys were playing against the Canadiens, and you were just coming back from an upper body injury, there was a moment that I think at first everyone thought was fantastic, and then on the replay, you were right in front of the goal, you were fishing for the puck, and here comes Charlie McAvoy, and we've seen him nail dudes over and over and over again, except this time, he nailed the hell out of you. And just, I mean, and you, your head was like down, and McAvoy ends up scoring on that, but you had no idea that was coming, right?
No clue. Yeah. I was like, I actually thought I was going to, like, I had set it up in a way that I could turn around and shoot it. And then all of a sudden the shadow comes over me, and here comes Charlie McAvoy, like a choo-choo train, and hammers me. And I told him after, I said, it's the hardest I've been hit in a long time. So, I was happy he scored. I would have been a lot more angry if it didn't go in. But hey, listen, it's, you know, it's part of being in front of the net, man. It's where you got to pay the price. So, but I was just thrilled for him. I mean, the way he's been playing lately, I love to see a guy like him jumping into play like that. And, it shows that he's on his toes, and, yeah, I'll take a few hits if it results in goals, but next time I'd like to maybe put that one in. I told him, I said, next time, just leave it for me. I think I had it, but,
you know, who's the king of that is when Jágr was
welcome to the team.
Yeah. When Jágr was on the
team. I also attested my upper body injury to make sure I was all good. And I passed the test. So we're all set.
Now. That's what doctors say to do, is to take a nice hit to test those things.
Get walloped.
The best is when Jágr was on this team and he would just take the puck off a guy's sticks and he would just be like, mine.
And he'd skate away.
Yeah, he'd skate away.
That'd be the end of it.
Yeah, he'd just sit there, like, playing with the puck in the corner, like, no. Like, no. So, you know.
You kind of had to let him do his thing, It's Jágr's. He was that good.
What does Charlie say after a friendly fire hit like that? Because the visual is fantastic because, I mean, Foligno goes flying. Nick, you're like rolling around. You almost hit the boards. You're hit so hard. And Charlie's still trying to celebrate. And like while he's looking at Nick on the ice, he does a yeah, almost as if it's like he's celebrating the hit itself rather than the goal.
Well, what does he care about Nick? I mean, he scored.
God, I was on his team for a second there. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. But I think I was laughing. I'm like, you knew you buried me, but you still had time to go down on one knee and Sally and then worry about me after. You obviously don't care about me that much. But no, he came up and gave me a big hug after the game, and we were laughing about it. It always feels better after a win. So I said, it's all good now. But he's going to return the favor. I think he's going to hit me for a backdoor tap in this next game, I feel like. So we'll be all square.
I want to ask you about Connor McDavid, because there's people talking about him being the most skilled player of all time, that, and we had a guy in saying like he's invented a new way of skating, and he was working with professionals when he was like 12 years old. Is he that special, do you think? Is he, you know, up there with, you know, the Lemieux and the Gretzky's?
Oh yeah, you almost feel like he was made in the lab, you know, right? Just the way he plays. But what impresses me most, you know, I want to be careful because obviously he's incredibly skilled. Don't get me wrong. Do I think there's guys that have the same skill level? Yes. I just don't think anyone can do it at the speed that in which he does it. I think a lot of times when guys have to play with that skill, they kind of have to slow the game down a little bit. Nobody can play at the speed that Connor plays at and still do the things he does with the puck. And that's what sets him apart from everybody else. You know, you even watch that Leon Draisaitl and the way he plays. I mean, he's as skilled, you know, in a lot of ways. He's got incredible abilities, but he just can't do it at the speed that Connor does it. So it's another facet to his abilities that it's hard to stop. You know, you see him, it's a threat. He literally makes defensemen fall over because they're trying to gap up so fast their feet can't move that fast. And then he's gone. He's by you. So You know, he's just an incredible talent in that way, which I'm sure people said about Gretzky and the way he would find guys. You'd think he'd have them covered and he'd find a guy, you know, behind his back. And then Lemieux with his abilities to get right through. He's one of the best one-on-one players. So I think you watch Connor and his ability to pass and play one-on-one. I mean, it's pretty special.
What's the difference? Because we've obviously seen, you know, Linus get time in net, and we've seen Swayman, and, you know, from being a fan, you can see their difference in style of play. What's their difference in style in the locker room between the two of them?
Yeah, you know, Sway's, it's funny. They actually are both more vocal than a lot of goalies that I've played with. You know, they like to chat in the room, and, you know, I think Sway is just this, like, you know, when you look at a young kid, I just find he's way more mature beyond his years. You know, you think he's played in the league a long time, just the way he acts and reacts to things. You know, just a positive guy. And Linus is a hard worker. I mean, he you know, watching him in his preparation and what he does, he's very meticulous in his drills. And, you know, so it's just neat to see how they both get the job done. You know, it's just different approaches, but they both get the job done. And I think they've really gotten along as a tandem as well, which is important. I think that's always something that, you know, you can see them push each other, but also support each other. And, so yeah, it's unique. They're definitely more vocal than a lot of goalies I've had, though. Sometimes on game days, you know, you can't even talk to your starting goalie. That's the complete opposite here. They're very, you know, vocal, and they'll talk in the locker room between periods. And so, yeah, it's something different, but both great goalies, obviously.
Have you had a chance to talk to Tuukka yet this season?
Yeah. I've seen him around the rink and, you know, all the years battling against him. It's just great to see that he's, you know, he's feeling better and working his way back. So, you know, obviously such a special goalie and a guy that everyone loves in that locker room. So, you know, seeing a guy like him start to feel better and be around the room a little bit more, I think gets everyone excited and just happy for him. So he's a great guy.
Is he feeling excited about coming back to the Bruins?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think he's just excited about feeling good. You know, I didn't realize the extent of his injury and you know, how sore he was. And so I think as an athlete, anyone will tell you it wears on you. So over time, you know, the game maybe isn't as much fun as you know, it was before. So I think he's just getting the joy back. And I don't think he's looking that far ahead of where he's going to play or what he's going to do. I think he's just feeling good on the ice.
We thought you had a ground. We caught you.
We thought you had me, guys.
We thought we caught you. He's a smart guy.
I think we did have him. And Nick kind of halfway through the answer was like, right.
Wait a minute. What am I talking about here?
I knew exactly where you were trying to go.
In quotations, Nick Foligno announces the return of Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, return to Garas to the practice ice sheet. Yes,
that's right. That's right. But that is cool. Not trying to get you anything. That is cool that, you know, he is there and that the Bruins are giving him that space to do it. And I know that obviously he's, you know, loved in that locker room. So that's got to be cool to see, you know, a guy like that, you know, coming back and him being embraced by the team that he technically is not a part of, but he had such a good history with.
Yeah, I think just the respect there of what he's done for this organization. I think that's the right thing to do. So, you know, if it helps him work his way back to eventually playing, great. And I think they just want to see him feel good and healthy. And, you know, the other stuff always sorts itself out. But I think it's just nice to see Tuukka having fun again.
All right, Nick Foligno, best of luck when you eventually play again as a team.
Sorry for the hiatus, guys. I didn't plan on getting hurt, but that's it. We're done.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we'll be chatting a lot more here.
I mean,
they don't want to find some wood to knock on.
The momentum that the team has given the fan base because of your constant game schedule is really taking fire. It's about time you guys start playing some games around here. All right.
Let alone my wife. She's asking when I'm leaving again.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
All right, Nick.
All
thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Right, see you later.
Nick Foligno, there's hairy guys on the Bruins. That's what I got out of that.
Good sweaters.
Who out of Nick, other than Nick, do you think is immediately in your mind a hairy guy?
I have not been in the locker room for...
The entire first line is not.
Years.
There's no way anyone on the first line is.
No, I've seen them all shirtless.
Okay. I don't think Craig Smith is. I don't think Taylor Hall would be somebody. He doesn't look that way. McAvoy is not.
Coyle, maybe?
I don't know about Coyle.
Do people from Boston have hair on their...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
Because I can't figure out what part of my lineage has made me so hairy. Irish German.
Yes.
I can't just off the top of my head. Swayman doesn't look that way. Linus probably is.
There you go.
Linus Allmark, he's probably hairy.
Security blanket. This is hair.
He's like, right.
All right. Well, that's interesting. I always like to hear that other people are cursed with perverse body hair. It's always nice to hear. Because, Walk, you're not hairy.
No.
Rich has got hair, so but it's not
a
lot.
I have this tuft right here at the top, and then that's it.
And on your face. I mean, that's like two days of growth, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. This is, in fairness, about a week. I hate my beard. I hate it.
But you grow it instantly.
Yeah. My wife was like, you should grow a beard again. I'm like, you don't like it.
I'll see you next week.
It's crazy. You know what made me never want to grow a beard again, even though I'm wearing one? I told my wife this. I was like, it's Ted Cruz's beard. I saw his beard, and I'm like, beards are the worst. And he ruined beards for me.
He's cool, though.
He's cool.
He's always got those
leather jacket.
He's got those jokes on Twitter.
There once was a man for Nantucket.
Yeah, he said that.
He wrote that about Joe Biden. I'm like, do you know how that ends? That's somewhat of a compliment.
Because there's nothing to make fun of Joe Biden about.
This guy stinks. He's like well endowed.
Yeah, there's nothing to make fun of Biden about. But, you know. The fact that he was in Nantucket was very funny.
I mean, the
fact that he can't control his farts, I mean, that's A. I mean, you could attack him for that.
That we know. Yeah. Now, the Tuukka Rask thing is interesting. Yeah. And I mean,
I don't know where they'd put him. I mean, the only way they'd sign him is if they wanted to put Swayman back in the AHL, and that's not happening. So
I mean, unless they wanted to find a trade for Ullmark.
Right. And good luck with that. Good luck. Because then that's like a Backus deal where you would have to include a number one pick just to get rid of him.
Swayman would have to steal the starting position. He would have to steal it for that to happen. Like, he'd have to come in there and just dominate.
He's on his way. Well, he's got top 10 numbers in the league right now.
He started two nights in a row. I mean,
he's got to keep it up.
He had one hiccup at the beginning of the season, but if you look at his numbers overall, they're pretty damn good.
I honestly don't know if they could get rid of Linus. I really don't know if they can get rid of that contract.
Just with goalies, there's always teams that have injury after injury.
But not with that contract.
Not three more years of that.
Yeah,
no.
That's going to be real.
If it was a two-year deal, that's one thing. Four is different.
Yeah,
and to be quite honest, if a team needs a goalie, maybe you look at Tuukka.
Well, yeah, I would sign Tuukka if he'd play. If he'd go to that market,
if he would do it.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Everything seems slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How do you mourn a sports loss? And the way I'm trying to deal with this, navigate this, and help the people, man. Randy, we are here. But it's a hug it out Monday, and the best that we can do is just give you a big electronic hug. We're doing it right now. Lots of hugs Saturday in Houston at Warehouse Live for the official Falcons party. Like, lots of hugs.
I mean, it was
ladies, women, everybody. Just lots of, I said ladies and women. I meant ladies, men. Lots of hugs, bro. So it's a hug it out Monday, man. That's how I deal with an excruciating sports loss. And hopefully, look, our Falcons were mentally tough all year long, but I'm not giving up on this squad. Let's go around the room, man. It's a slice of life here with your boys, Rick and John. But to that person who, you know, maybe doesn't have a great life, And they needed this win, right, to sort of lift them up.
That's what sports do, man.
And so to that point, I came on. First thing I said was, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not my fault, but I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give you condolences. That was a tragedy last night. That was a tragedy. Because, Randy, it's such a pump fake. 28-3 dominating? Forget about it. The game's over.
Run the half.
The game's no, dude. They came out and scored first in the third quarter.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the. I mean, you won
okay. 28 Trey, bro.
I mean, he does have a responsibility after a team loses a Super Bowl for all the people that don't have great lives to lend their support.
It's a slice of life here.
I mean, how many people took the gun out of their mouth as soon as they heard?
Oh, Kamler's on. Hold on.
Hold on. Falcons lost. And then Kamler's like, hey, you might not have the greatest life, but here's an electronic hug.
Follow me to great.
And then I
imagine him as Billy Joel in that You're Only Human video. Except it's Rick Kamler rolling up. That's you're right. Gonna make mistakes.
Don't forget your second win, man.
But like, what if you like jumped off the box, like, and you're hanging there? And the camel gives you the alternative the hug, but it's too late. You've already broken your neck and you're dying.
Powerless. Right.
Best that we can do is just give you a big electronic hug.
Oh, I made a mistake. I was gonna hang myself.
Right. And you
after
look up,
this loss.
Brooks was here, and you're like sitting there, like, sorry, I can't help you.
See, the strategy I would take is just destroy the team the next day. If you blow a 28-3 third quarter lead, I would in the Super Bowl, I would be full of venom.
Maybe he gave a fist bump to your dead body.
Joseph Martinez deserves a ton of dap, man.
Ton of dap.
He does deserve a ton of dap.
So it's more than
he
one...
sounds like Mike Golic Jr. By the way,
who Kamla?
Yeah, oh no.
Mike Golic Jr. Does a lot of that, like
a ton of dap.
He daps people.
He says stuff like all the flowers. Like, they deserve all the flowers. I can't hear him anymore because they turned the station into the gambling station.
Oh, see, Robin Lundberg, I think, was a little bit more.
Robin Lundberg is the worst sports talk radio host I've ever heard in my entire life.
You know, I was listening to a little Yeezy on the way in.
I used to listen to Mike Golic Jr. Because he was so atrocious. But he was listenable. Robin Lundberg is unlistenable. Yeah. He's the worst radio host. One of the worst radio hosts I've ever heard in my entire life. His voice, everything is just god-awful. God-awful. The best I've ever heard is Faith Through Sports.
What is that guy's name again? We've had a...
Isn't it something like Jewish? He's like this super Christian?
It's
Daniel Stein or Stern?
Oh, Stein.
Stein is right. Daniel, yeah.
Stein. David Stein?
David Stein, maybe. Well,
okay, he was someone who did the, like our overnight thing, and it was like
he was when we first started the Sports Hub. We had
Sporting News Radio,
and he was the overnight host, and he was this like recovered addict, but like his life was real not good.
Like, and it had nothing to do with sports, but he tried to jam it in there because they told him to.
David Stein. And so what he would do is he would just like go off on like these real like.
Now, we've been doing Random Act of Kindness Monday for
nonsense.
Last week we suggested, since it was Girl Scout cookie season, to give the $4 to the Girl Scout and tell her to give the cookies to somebody who looks hungry.
I don't know if I feel comfortable him talking about Girl Scouts while Skinamax music is playing in the background.
Hey, man, it's to cool everyone out. Remember when he was like, I hadn't left the closet for 3 days and I had locked myself in a closet for 3 days.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep. He would just like jam stuff in there that had nothing to do with any of that.
I mean, it was great. He was great.
It was Clemson football too, I think.
It's interesting you say that because he went to a Clemson game.
That's right. That's
and
what I'm thinking.
He talked about it for a year.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
He talked about it every day for a year. And
every morning.
And it wasn't like I was listening to him on the way in.
Oh,
I would just hear him for the 15 minutes before we went on the air. And he mentioned that Clemson game every day for like he'd been on the moon. Like that he went to a Clemson football game. He talked about it every day for a year. Like it was such a special experience for him.
Oh my gosh. So I just Googled him, and guess what the picture is? A photo of him at that Clemson game.
Of course.
Like, that might be the only sporting event he's ever gone to.
Well, he did not like talking about sports.
No, he did not.
Nor the issues of the day.
There were some things on there that I was like, oh, my word.
He had that one, like, non-vet on.
It was inspiration.
That started using, like, in God bless his service. I'm not here to insult anyone who served in our military. But he went on a rant about disparaging the people of Vietnam.
And using a lot of terms.
Using, you know, what do they call them?
Derogatory
terms for the Vietnamese.
And he made a promo
and they
out
made
of
a promo
with inspirational
of it
music
with
in the
like,
background.
With the national anthem under it or something.
Jesus.
Like, he played the call like three times that day. Like, because some vet guy called it and talked about being in Nam. Like he did something. Like, Daniel Stein did
David
something.
Stein, yes,
like, David Stein did something by taking that call. Isn't that funny? Like he was like, oh, my God, like, a veteran called in. And then, like, he played it three times. Like yeah, like, I did it. Like, I talked to a guy that was in Nam. Like, me. He's like, yeah, there's a rice patty and that. This guy's like, I can't even say what he was saying.
No, yeah, I mean, this stuff was like, it was one of those things where you
word
being,
and,
oh, yeah, my word. And yeah, like, what you, it was, I can't even like hint around.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. Yeah. But you know the terminology. And like, listen, I'm sure the guy doesn't have great feelings about the North Vietnamese. He was in the Vietnam War.
A celebration of life through sports was there. He used to always talk, get a big sloppy peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, he would talk about making a peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And his kitties.
Yeah, he had a lot of cats. And he went to that Clemson game.
So then it went from that. And then it was
Amy Lawrence.
No, it was JT the Brick.
JT the Brick. And then
of course, his sidekick.
It's Looney.
Tom Looney.
And then after that, you
was,
remember who replaced
him? Slaving over a hot microphone.
It wasn't Amy Lawrence?
No, it was Damon Amendola.
No, Amy Lawrence was before D.A.
No, Amy
replaced D.A.
Oh, yeah, really? Because D.A. got promoted.
D.A. started, left here to do overnights. Two to six, he was our lead-in.
Then
for
he
a
got
year
the job at Foot Locker.
Well, yes. John would know. Amy went to his wedding, so.
And then Amy replaced. And then there was that magical moment in Houston where you guys left me stranded.
Yeah, because Amy Lawrence is like, John, and we went.
Yeah,
this
she
way.
Didn't. We knew she didn't want to talk to us.
Nope,
because she had made it very clear she didn't want to talk to us, which I don't blame her. I mean, we made fun of her a lot.
The agony of defeat for the Suns.
That was Looney, who I thought was like 70.
That was Looney.
And he was not. He was like a. Like a mid-30s muscle head.
And now there's a guy who's neither here nor there doing overnights. He's fine.
Yeah, Ben Maller's all right. Yeah. He's fine.
JT the Brick was fine, too.
Yeah, no, JT the Brick was good.
Rays, Romano, the White Sox, 5-1.
Yes, they did. They did Romano, the White Sox.
But JT the Brick got very, very into the gambling scene in Vegas.
That was a while ago,
well,
too.
Yeah. He's the voice of the Raiders, right?
Well, what? No.
He did pre and post.
He did pre and post.
Okay.
And
it's Musburger's the voice of the Raiders,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. Jackpot, baby.
Yeah, of course.
It's Brent.
He is living the dream.
It is the most depressing. I know it's his dream, but to me, it just seems the most depressing existence in the world.
The fact that he has a gambling show that he broadcasts out of a casino in Vegas, because you heard it when he would do these like college football championships.
Oh, yeah.
You would hear him like, you know, kind of vaguely reference how much, you know.
Vaguely. I mean, he would talk about it openly. He'd be like, you know, if you're a certain player, you might want them to score here.
Sure. Well, he would say that, which I think is, you know, somewhat vague. But, I mean, he was all in on it. And when they finally said, and then he got in trouble for that stupid thing that he said about
AJ
McCarron's, like, wife.
Girlfriend.
Well, I mean, he did call her attractive, which is every yes, woman hates.
That's right.
I mean, when you see someone and you go, that woman's attractive, I mean, you might as well.
Seeing that was her gig at the time, she was a beauty queen,
well,
right?
Even if you're not a beauty queen, Rich, if someone calls you attractive, I mean, you might as well slap them in the face. I've never understood that at all. Like if someone called me attractive, I would think it was the greatest thing ever. It's never happened. but that existence of like being in a casino every day would in Vegas is just like in that smell.
But think about it. For those of us who watched Brent, because Brent was the number one guy for CBS for what, 20 years?
Studio host on NFL Today.
Now to see him wearing Hawaiian shirts, like hanging out in casinos and calling
as happy as he could ever be.
Yeah,
this is for all the toasters.
Tostitos.
Yeah.
I had a friend whose dad retired to Vegas and became a professional gambler. That's what he did. Matt Nathan's dad did that. And it seems so depressing.
Well, I watched that show. What was it called that HBO did? It was a 4-part documentary about sports gambling. And one of the first episodes, maybe it was the one that had the dude who bought all those cards. Derek Carr cards. I forget what his name was. I only know his Lifshitz hates him. Oh, yeah. But they followed this one dude who did that, Fred. He moved to Las Vegas because he wanted to be 24/7 sports gambling. And he every day would go to one of those off-the-strip locations like Sam's Town. And it's just so depressing. The kind of the places with a hot dog cart.
Yeah.
And he would just sit there, and they went back to his apartment, and all it was like a desk, this computer that he worked on, and crap all over the floor. It's just so depressing.
Well, sports gambling, if you do it for a living, is a lot of work and a lot of number crunching and a lot of crap.
Yeah.
It's like not fun. Doesn't seem fun to me.
Dave. That's the guy's name.
Yeah, Vegas Dave with his hand. And he is with that woman that was on the Golf Network that is completely morphed into something else.
Which I know that, once again, Lifshitz was very angry about when they got engaged.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a love that will last forever.
Yeah, that she seems together. All right, so what's coming up in the old Stackaroos?
Oh, we got some interesting details about this evening's Thursday night football game. On top of that, the Pam and Tommy TV show. Yes, the TV movie. The trailer has been released. To be quite honest, these people look exactly like them. And we will finally get to, Fred, the greatest unreleased Kiss demo of all time.
Ah, looking forward.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
To it. Here are the headlines.
They've got the insiders.
It's Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Oh, you got to stack it up, baby. We are the Toucher and Rich Show. Rich, what's going on?
Well, one thing we had confirmed yesterday, and that is what Bill Belichick makes. And it's a lot, just like Carl Havoc. According to Sportico, we now know that he is not just the highest earning coach in the NFL, but he's also the highest paid coach in all of U.S. sports. So according to the list, Belichick is earning an average annual salary of $18 million a year. Now, if you look at this list, it's just dominated by NFL head coaches. Pete Carroll comes in second when it comes to pay. $14 million for Pete Carroll. Then it goes Sean Payton with 14 as well. Andy Reid coming in with $12 million. That rounds out the top four. Greg Popovich, the first non-NFL head coach on the list, with a salary of $11.5 million per year. So
I'm a manager, by the way, in baseball, I'm BS. I got to work the whole year. I got to manage 162 games plus spring training.
What does a manager do anyway?
Think about this, though. Belichick's salary puts him in the top 50 of all NFL players.
Think about that if a manager got paid a commensurate amount in baseball.
Is he one of the top 50 most important pieces in the NFL?
Sure he is.
Of course.
Of course he is.
So, you know.
But, I mean, you just compare this to other sports, and what's a top 50 salary in baseball? $25 million? I mean, it's just, you see the point here.
Sure, right. And one's bringing in way more money as well. But if you take a look at the list, it's kind of interesting because I knew Nick Saban made a lot of money, but, I mean, he makes $10.7 million. Jimbo Fisher with $9.5 million right below that. And Calipari. Do you know how much John Calipari is making in Kentucky?
Yeah. What?
Almost $9 million a year.
That makes sense.
Well, the coaching...
Does it make sense?
Oh, sure it does. Sure it does.
Not recently, but the coach at Michigan State's about to be up there. They're extending him.
When LSU hires him? Oh, he's going to stay.
No, they're extending him today, and he'll probably make about $10 million a year.
I remember this when it happened, but for some reason, it's just now hitting me. You know how much Matt Rhule makes per year? Matt Rhule, $8.6 million.
They had to lure him away from Baylor.
He makes more than Ron Rivera, Sean McDermott, Sean McVay, and Bruce Arians. Matt effing Rhule makes that much money.
They had to get him. They had to get him. There was a competition for him. The Giants wanted him, too. And he had the Baylor gig. And there was another college that was interested in him as well.
That has to be the highest salary annually for a first-time head coach in the NFL, wouldn't you think?
Oh, sure.
I mean, what's even close?
I mean, look.
Kyle Shanahan.
How much?
Kyle Shanahan. I got to think that, first-time head coach, $9.5 million he's getting a year. Whoa. So Kyle Shanahan's making that. Although, did he just re-up? I don't think so. I mean, he was only in San Francisco for what, a year when he went to the Super Bowl?
Let's hear this Kiss song. Come on.
Mike isn't here, so he had it loaded in. So it's not in Vox Pro?
Well, no, I can tell you. It's Fart View, Fart Curran, Ursa 1, Ursa 2, Ingram, Brook 3, Brook 2, Brook 1, Brook 5. There's no Kiss song.
Dan, you can pull it up on YouTube. First of all, it's got the most Kiss name of all time. And it also has the most Kiss type of subject matter of all time. The song, Fred, is about a car, or at least the chorus is. If you could guess what the name of this Kiss song is, I'll give you a big smooch. It's named after a car, but a certain kind of car that kicks ass in a Kiss type of way.
Trans Am?
You got to get classier than that.
That's pretty good, though.
Oh, did they steal Slick Black Cadillac?
Get classier, even classier than a Cadillac.
Rolls Royce?
Oh, but what kind of Rolls Royce?
Phantom?
A rockin' Rolls Royce. You got it, Dan? All right, so Rock and Rolls Royce is the name of it, Dan. I'm sorry. I thought that you knew over there. But it is a song that was so good, it was left off the Destroyer album. So you know this is a high-quality tune. And on top of that, it's a Gene one. So Paul Stanley, not even the guy behind this one. This would be Gene Simmons who came up with Rock and Rolls Royce. And the great thing, too, is that if you thought that they sounded great when they actually took time and care to produce a good song, wait till you hear a demo from Kiss.
So it's about just 20 seconds, right, Rich, you think? Or
No. It's like a three-minute-long song. Oh. Well. All right. What are you going to do? Sorry, Fred. It was not...
What car sounds like that? So Gene just...
That's actually Ace falling into his guitar amps.
All right, so Gene just has come out with... It's called the Gene Simmons Vault, and it has 151 unreleased Gene Simmons songs. God. Here are some names. Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl?
Well, hang on, what?
The name of the song is Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl?
Okay.
There's a song called Another Word for Down Syndrome Man.
What?
There is In Your Face, Ace Rewrite Demo. If It's Too Hot, You're Too Cold.
Oh, that sounds like a Kiss. That's a Kiss. Oh, yeah, this is rock and roll. That's how crappy this riff is. Guys, I got a cool tune. Check out this.
because I was just taking a dump and produced this song. Because you want to bang me.
Nothing to do with the rest of the song.
I'm trying to find the Wikipedia of Gene.
I like this song, but let's call it Rock and Roll Hampa.
What's great is that he can't stop crapping on Ace and Peter. So he was doing an interview about all this stuff being released. He goes, Ace and Peter really had problems with Bob Ezrin, our producer. He goes, Ace literally didn't show up for some of the sessions. I was on the phone with Ace. Hey, you got to come down and do Sweet Pain, the solo. We're ready for you. Of course, the classic Sweet Pain. And it breaks my heart to say so, but Ace literally said, I can't. I got a card game. And Peter did not get along with Bob Ezrin because Ezrin would tell us, that doesn't sound good. You're not in time.
Mm.
He goes, my heart breaks. I got to bring this up. But for accuracy's sake, the truth hurts.
But Ezrin was like, Gene, you're a genius.
Right? Everything you do is great, like Rock and Rolls Royce.
Yeah, Rock and Rolls Royce. It goes pretty fast. Bang it in the back seat. This song is done. All right, Paul. Kiss it up for me.
Right. Flick a guitar pick off your nipple.
Yes.
Jazz this up. All right, so I saw this earlier, and this is strange. But Chevy Chase is coming in town, well, in town by Lynn, and he's doing a screening of Christmas Vacation. So, the celebrities have done this now recently where they'll take a famous movie and they'll go and you'll watch it in a big, you know, type of theater, and then they'll come out and do a question and answer and they'll charge like $50. That's what Chevy Chase is doing. I don't know if that might be the most, like, fantastic thing to go to because he's such a miserable prick. It might actually be way more entertaining for all the wrong reasons than we would think. I love that movie, but Chevy Chase, he's a horrible human being from everything I've heard.
Yeah, he's not a likable guy. And no, I think that if you enjoy the film as I do as well, it's probably better just to...
It's my favorite Christmas movie.
It's my favorite Christmas movie as well, but I think it's better just to probably stay away.
I think that I actually bought tickets to something like this. Pee-wee Herman was going to do a screening of Pee-wee's Big Adventure and do a question and answer, and it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, and it was canceled.
As Pee-wee Herman or as Paul Reubens?
It was going to be Paul Reubens is going to be there, but I guarantee you.
Yeah, I mean, you very rarely see him out of that character. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone enjoy the big game tonight. Scott Zolak is doing his show today and tomorrow, even though Wallach doesn't do the show, even when he just has to come to Dorchester in the evening. That'll do it for us. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180
actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.